No, Carmen told you about Colleen Hartz and her adult son on his way. I think that it's fine for him to join the appointment in progress, as long as Mrs. Hart is actually comfortable with it. Carmen will buzz you when he arrives. It could be an attentive son or something else. I know you'll be alert to the possibilities and use that emotional intelligence we all depend on. Let me know if I can help.
Hello? I'm Colleen Hart. Did they tell you about my son? I'm sorry, I knew this would happen. I told him it was not necessary.
Hello, Mrs. Hart. Nice to meet you. Yes, Carmen, our receptionist, did explain that your son is in traffic, but is on his way. It's not a problem for us. We know traffic is often bad this time of day. I see it's been a year since your last appointment, and this is a wellness visit. Is there a particular reason why your son wanted to come with you today? Does he normally come with you to appointments?
Oh, sometimes he does, but not always. But you know, I'm 76, and that makes me old. I'm getting old. But aren't we all? I can still drive. I think I'm pretty independent. Mitchell's dad died 3 years ago. My second husband. My first husband died years ago, so Mitch is my stepson. And he was a boy when we married. And I've always thought of him as my son, but since his dad died, there have been changes. It wouldn't surprise me if his father made him promise to watch out for me. That was very much Mitch's dad. And I've had a few things. But who doesn't at my age?
Mrs. Hart, you're right. We're all getting older. It sounds like the last few years have had many transitions for you and your son, your stepson. I'm sorry for your loss. You say you've had a few things. Can you tell me more about that? How do you feel most days? And do you and Mitchell talk often? Do you see him often?
Mitch calls every day. He has been lately. I've had a few falls. Nothing serious, nothing broken, just some bruises. I always bruise, always have. It's risky, my cat. She gets under my feet and I go down. But, you know, I read an article just the other day that walking a dog is a big risk for falling for people my age. So, I don't have a dog, and everyone says pets are good for our health, and personally, I believe it's true, but that's all. Just a few bruises. And like I tell Mitchell, I would never give away Frisky or send her to a shelter. Never.
Thank you for explaining. I know pets are important. They're like family. Let's talk a little more about these falls. Is it always Frisky under your feet? And have you talked about falls in your previous visits to the clinic? And do you have any concerns about the falls that you'd like to share with me before Mitchell arrives?
How did it go with Colleen Hart? Did the son arrive before you were done? I'd like to hear more about this appointment and your assessment. Thank you.